Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bunga bunga. All right, so we have Friday. We're here to wrap up the week, so to speak, on the 10th of November. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Have the good news. What we have, we could probably get the theme, James, to the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we have good news, we have bad news, and we have ugly news.
Mm-hmm. Some is that's, ugly.
Yes. All right. So let's get to the good news first. All right. Here's a story of a guy who recently came across a message in a bottle. You know that story. There have been a lot of those that get tossed into a pond, a lake, into an ocean. In this case, this bottle was tossed into the Atlantic 26 years ago as part of a school project. So here's this fisherman who comes along, finds the bottle on the shores of a beach. And so the letter, the bottle's open, the letter written in October 1997 by Ben Lyons, a fifth grade student at the Forestdale School on the Cape, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Right? The bottle thrown into the water at Nantucket, part of a science project about ocean currents. As you can see by looking at photos that have been on social media of the letter. And so it's been found by Hubert Erol, a 71-year-old fisherman who goes to a beach in La Sable d'Orne. How's that? My French has never been great. Anyway, so the bottle floats from the Cape across the ocean to France. Very cool. Took them 25 years to get it. And so anyway, there was a teacher named Frederick Emila who was behind this special project studying ocean currents for the youngsters. There have been other messages from bottles in this class that have been found in various places around the world, up in Greenland, right? That's very cool.
This is just, it's so cool, yeah. And the fact that he took the time, the fisherman took the time to write back and included the original letter so that they were able to try to locate the student. But also just that this specific teacher, his students, have had bottles found all around the world.
All over the world. Very cool. Yep. All right, so that's the good. Now for the bad. Here's... Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Okay. You can have that handy by there, James, at any time. Because I'm liable to go down the street at any time. Driver of a car involved in a collision with a bus in downtown Seattle left a woman dead, 12 people injured. This driver has been charged with vehicular manslaughter. 31-year-old driver of the car, not the driver of the bus, but the driver of the car, crashed into the bus, and so the bus, then it was such force, it pushed the bus onto the sidewalk, and then into a building. This guy must have been going, wowie zowie. And he was, of course, drunk when he did it. The name, oftentimes in some states they don't release the names. Now, probably not, it's not important. The 28-year-old woman killed in the accident, struck by the bus while she was walking on a sidewalk. She lived near the scene, died of multiple blunt force injuries. So this guy who's driving the car gets charged as well he should be charged, right?
See, I feel like, though, when it comes to this, I totally understand the difference between murder and manslaughter. Mm-hmm. But when you are driving under the influence of, yeah, when you're drunk and possibly on drugs, I feel like a manslaughter charge is not enough, because it's not just that your actions inadvertently caused the death of somebody else. You had a weapon. When you are driving drunk,
the car's
driving
a weapon.
Influence, you have a weapon. And I feel like this is more of a murder charge than a manslaughter charge, but he did receive a manslaughter charge.
All right, so that's the bad. This is the ugly. The story of Susanna Gibson. Anybody heard this? When you hear me tell the story, you may, I heard about this lady. She was running in the 57th seat, the 57th district in Virginia, House of Delegates. She has conceded her race. The attention that was drawn to the race and to her came after the release of a sex video with her husband and her. And I may have succumbed to watching the video myself, as the fellow who won, a Republican named David Owens, sort of gloated about his win. This is a community, the area that she represents, or did represent, this guy now represents just a bit outside of Richmond. And so she said that the reason that she did what she did was to fight. She's protecting women's bodily autonomy.
Oh, so it wasn't like a video link. Like, she put this out. She streamed it.
It's a 3.5-minute thing of him and her going at it. And it was like she was taking a call from somebody who wanted to see her and her husband in the sack. And this made it. This is a story from the Washington Post. Not like there weren't people paying attention to it. They live streamed the video of them in the sack on the website Chatterbait. Is that okay? So
not even OnlyFans.
No, apparently not. You didn't do, but they were asking on the website for them to pay to watch. So she released a statement following the report saying. She said, "I will not be intimidated, and I will not be silenced." Well, that only goes so far. She said her political opponent has proven that they're willing to commit a sex crime to attack me and my family, because there's no line they won't cross to silence women when they speak up. I guess you could have that be a loose interpretation.
Clearly not enough people were offended, or it wasn't that big of a deal if she only lost by a small margin.
That's right. Yeah, it was very small. Yep. So, anyway. So there we have it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All right? And I don't even think that was ugly. She actually wasn't bad looking, frankly. I don't know that. Well, listen, I think I said enough. enough of that. So now, even though she lost, the Democrats still won full control of the state house in Virginia. Interesting to see how that impacts the race next year. Good day program at 16, or a little before 16 at the hour. Progressive Insurance. Now I want you to know, not that you don't know it already because you've heard this before, but just to reinforce what they have for boats and RVs and motorcycles, cars, the whole thing. It's basic full protection wherever you are, whatever your vehicle. So if you want to figure out how this will impact you, here's the reinforcement of the number, 800-PROGRESSIVE. And also the website, reinforce the address, please, and the address is progressive.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug.
What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stop.
16 to change at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Today or tomorrow, this is very confusing this year. The Veterans Day celebration for some is today. But yet, November 11th is the actual day, so that would be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It was declared by President Wilson back in 1919 on this date to... The purpose, as demonstrated or explained then, was to honor the fallen soldiers in World War I for their sacrifice, for their bravery, and that still continues many years later. Congress adopted a resolution making the annual celebration November 11th. Armistice Day also it factors into World War II as well. There was a fellow who was a vet named Raymond Weeks, who had the idea to expand this day and holiday called Armistice Day at that time to all veterans of all wars. And if you look at the list of people, men and women who have died in battle and service, what a list you think about. I always go, there's a question, some confusion about whether Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, is something that is akin to Veterans Day. And the answer to that is not really, because Memorial Day is about those who died, and Veterans Day is about all who have served. That's basically the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So at 11 o'clock on November 11th, 1918, the First World War ended. And so there are a lot of people tomorrow who are older, probably understand, or maybe those who have served, who will take a moment to remember the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. That's what it is. A couple of minutes of silence observed in those countries that had a lot of loss in the two wars. I think on Memorial Day we played God Bless America by Kate Smith. It certainly is appropriate. It was actually introduced, her version of it. This was an Irving Berlin song. Her version of God Bless America was introduced on this date in 1938 at the New York World's Fair. If you ever go down the road that goes to to LaGuardia Airport, you see a big globe on the left-hand side. That's where the World's Fair took place. So anyway, Kate is certainly identified with this. More importantly, Veterans Day for the people who have served. That's what you keep in your mind. If people are confused, excuse me, I normally do my banking on Friday. I don't know whether the bank's open or not.
Because there are a lot of people who say,
I don't believe so.
The banks are closed today?
Yeah.
All right, some more stories, some more thoughts in the next half hour about Veterans Day, because I think it's an important thing. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Friday Good Day program. Yep, one-tenth of the way through the month. 30 days past November, and that's not really how it goes. April, May, and September. It's really 30 days past September, April, May, and November. But I switched it around because it seemed convenient in my
artistic
head.
Liberty.
Very much so, yes, right. Okay, speaking of an artiste and artistic liberty, Kelly Clarkson wants to re-record a song called Better With Age, and she wants to record some other early hits. So she's looking back on her early songs, and we'll find out why she thinks she needs to re-record them. Kind of an interesting story. That's why we tell those. The interesting stories are the ones that we aim for here, folks. In case you didn't get that part of the program. And so we get to that after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, poor candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Alright, so the idea here, the album ought to be called Better With Age. Right, don't you think? That's what she...
Oh, yeah, it'd be a great
got
title.
Got more experience? Yeah, right. So, some of the early songs that she had, I still find it interesting, her connection with American Idol, and how she, you know, is kind of created on that program. How many other people have been as successful as she has been as a result of being on that program?
Carrie Underwood.
I know that, right? Carrie Underwood, okay.
But those are the first immediate two. Yeah. There are some other people who, Catherine McPhee is pretty successful, but I think the absolute most would be Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood. Yeah. And Kelly was the OG. She was the very first one.
Yeah.
And I think this is such a cool idea because, well, Kelly can still hit those notes. Let's be real. She can still hit those notes. She was singing when she was younger, but a lot of artists who are fortunate enough to have longevity in their career sometimes can't perform the earlier versions of songs the same way, so they have to change them up. Their vocal cords, they just can't hit some of the notes, they can't hold them.
Right. Yeah.
But before Taylor Swift started doing re-records, when she was still in that battle to own her own music, Kelly Clarkson was one of the people, I can't remember if she took to social media or if she said this on her show, but she was like, go re-record your music and then you'll own it. And it seems like Kelly's taking her own advice now of like, I'm going to go re-record my old music too.
When
not
you,
only to own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you say own it, did she have an issue with the company that first released the songs like Taylor Swift did, or is this just something?
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. If she's trying to own her own music, if she doesn't own her own music, I don't know where Kelly stands on that. But for Kelly, it's more artistic, where she feels like she could do better with a lot of these songs. And for instance, on Miss Independent, she even says, like, it's young Kelly. She's green. She can go stronger now. And I think that it's more of a, she feels like she can make the songs better, period. And that's her motive for wanting to re-record.
I see she's going to get her own channel on Sirius XM.
She should.
It's interesting. Yeah. There's somebody else who got a channel on Sirius XM that I heard this weekend.
Carrie Underwood has one. Oh, somebody else over the weekend?
Yeah, somebody got Channel 74. I remember hearing a conversation about it on one of the other channels, but I don't remember who. Now, I just remember Channel 74. Isn't that interesting? Okay, it's 28 past now for those of you who are trying to check the time on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing.
Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Playing this because it's Friday or because there's a new channel on Sirius XM?
I was playing it because we were just talking about that new channel on Sirius.
Yes, we were doing that off the air. Now we're talking about it on the air. Smokey, one of the most prolific writers, producers, singers, performers. Does he deserve a channel like Elvis has? Oh, no, the reason we talked about it is because we were talking about Kelly Clarkson getting
her own channel.
Own channel. Mm-hmm. Is it lady who's got it all together. I kind of like Kelly Clarkson. I always have. In fact, all right, here we are. Friday on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And we're talking a lot, appropriately, about Veterans Day. It will be tomorrow. So here we are remembering why we remember. I think that this is something, articles that are written about what happened precisely at 11 a.m. on November 11, 1918, the peace that came. It wasn't really, actually, the League of Nations was formed after that, was the predecessor to the United Nations, and they weren't really very smart about how they did things. They really socked it to Germany, as to the point where the Germans could hardly live, and thus made it really very easy for Adolf Hitler to come in and say, look at what's going on here. And so, in a sense, the seeds of World War II were sown at the end of World War I. And so people didn't quite understand the reality. Anyway, so that's not really what the day is all about. What the day is all about are the people who gave their lives. The people who served, whether they gave their lives, they oftentimes, you've seen people, certainly in our lifetime, my lifetime, from Vietnam. It wasn't so much Korea, because it wasn't the same kind of a war. It was a different kind of a war that was fought with the Koreans, North and South, and the Chinese communists back then trying to take over Korea. So the business of Vietnam, and what it was the same scenario as Korea, only 13, 14 years later, where the Chinese tried to take over. We kept them from taking over Korea, so they went to Vietnam and tried to take that over, and we all know what happened there. That was probably the most, obnoxious isn't a strong enough word, but it was the worst example of America doing what it should not have done. And then it continued in Iraq, and so there are blemishes, to be sure, on us because of things like that. But still, the people who went to serve, especially if there was a draft, but even those who volunteered, they weren't into making political policy. They weren't into making those kind of judgments. They were there to serve. The country needed soldiers, and so these people went. The draft ended. Let's see, the draft was in Vietnam. There was no draft in Iraq. So, yeah, I think it was, I can't remember exactly when it was over, but you really did have a volunteer army. And for me, it makes it even more valuable to acknowledge these people. It just does. The people who have served. Excuse me, go ahead.
No, and to also point out that there's still not enough assistance when our veterans return, when our brave men and women return. There's still not enough assistance. There are still the wounds that we see, the wounds we do not see, those who never get to make it back home to their family. There still needs to be more done, not just in honoring our veterans, but in truly serving those who have served for our country.
You know what bugs me? This is something that just bugs me. When you see somebody in service and you say, thank you for your service, I'd rather know what I was thanking them for. If they've seen combat, I think, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful, I always feel like I have to apologize because some people take a shot at me when I say that there's two different categories here. The people who put their lives on the line are different than those who have worked in an office or served in a support role. So when I say thank you, it's usually because I've had a conversation with a veteran. I know what he or she has done. And then if you recognize the sacrifice that they have, look at the guys from Iraq. The legs are blown off by the charges, the roads, this bombs everywhere. Lost
the
arms,
bombers.
Legs. Oh, my God. So, anyway, I just think that it's important to remember them that way. Elizabeth Dole, the interesting thing about more recent acknowledgments here, Bob Dole is an example of that, those of you. Okay, here's the test. James, do you know who Bob Dole was? Let's see where this goes.
Not familiar, no.
Okay. He invented the pineapple.
What?
The dual pineapple people. Oh, actually, one of the things he was known for, he was the first official spokesperson for Viagra, and that was something that he and his wife got sort of a kick out of. But he was also named the father of Veterans Day. Elizabeth Dole, the wife, sort of made it more. It was more of a plan to use him as he lost use of his, I think it was his left arm, in Korea. So anyway, there are all kinds. There's actually next week, maybe it'd be appropriate to spend a little time on Monday on this, Jay, because actually next week is National Veterans Awareness Week. So let's talk about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and other things. I think this deserves more time than we can give it today, certainly. But it's important. Is it an age thing? Maybe it may be an age thing, but I'm still reluctant to just give it a sort of passing mention. I don't feel that's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not. I totally agree with you, Doug. I still remember being in elementary school and doing choir and in middle school for veterans, and whether they would come to the school or we would go to a house where veterans were, and it was always just one of those things that's so powerful. And even at such a young age, and maybe it was taught that it's not still being taught, but even at such a young age, we knew the importance of what they did.
It was. And is. Let's put it that way. All right, we have a lot of strikes that have been worked out and fixed this week. One of them, certainly the actors' strike. There's another one in Las Vegas that had somebody call me, and I guess I decided I'd put this together with a promo pitch for the 3 days and two nights that you can get in Las Vegas free by dialing 800-419-DOUG. The hotel workers in Los Angeles, as you've heard from Jennifer and me, I didn't experience it. I haven't experienced it at all being there. I still haven't found a place, so when I go out there, I stay in hotels. And I haven't noticed this, but they're in Vegas. The hotel workers were ready to go on strike. And the first target was MGM Resorts International, which happens to be the largest employer. That's why they were the target on the Strip. And so this went back and forth. There was a deal struck with Caesars. So this is something that was copied at MGM, providing significant raises and safety improvements. It was the Culinary Workers Union that said they were going to go on strike. Now they got a 5-year agreement that covers 25,000 workers at the Aria, which is a great hotel, by the way, the Bellagio, Excalibur, Luxor, Mandalay Bay, MGM Grand, New York, and Park MGM. I've stayed in all those places, and of all of them, I like the Aria best. It's a newer, sort of a hip European style hotel. It was very cool. Anyway, there's been a union in Las Vegas of hotel workers for 88 years. I'm going back to Bugsy Siegel. All right. Hey, James, you know who Bugsy Siegel was?
I feel like I'm getting beaten down today.
No, I'm not trying to. Put things into perspective, that's all.
No, I don't know.
Bugsy was driving through the desert. I believe it was the 1920s anyway. Bugsy was an old school mob guy from New York, and the mob was looking for some place to go where there wasn't any law. So Bugsy took a ride and ended up in the middle of a desert in Nevada and said, okay, this looks like a good place for us to build a casino. So they bought the land. And I forgot who it was that actually funded it. Well, it was internally a mob thing, but I forget it may have been the Dunes, but I'm not sure that it was. But there was a hotel that was built. Bugsy ran it, and that's how Las Vegas got started. There wasn't even a road there when he found it. And so from that point to this, you know, it has developed one of the most famous entertainment centers in the world, and people love to go there, and thus the focus on giving you, through the folks at 541 Travels, the opportunity to go there, have some time, play, rest, go to shows. You can win a ticket to a Vegas show, too, as part of this deal. Just ask the operator when you call 800-419-3684. I'm pleased with this promotion because a lot of people have gotten back to me. You're not going to make everybody happy. Some people think, look at this. But no matter how you slice it, you still get two nights and 3 days free without having to pay for it when you go to Vegas. So, for me, it makes it very legitimate, and no purchase is needed, so you're not extending anything. Just get yourself there and enjoy having those free nights and the time and the food and the gambling and the shows, whatever it is. Help yourself free. The experience is, even if you didn't go anywhere except walk up and down the strip and look and see what's there, it's fabulous. There's a lot of stuff there that's not desirable for families, but there's a lot of.
But there also are a lot of options for families, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's something
tremendous
for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 800-419-3684. That number, call it now. There are 10 operators standing by. 800-419-DOUG.
My passion about Ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in Ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz. I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of Ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Look at everything as though you are seeing it either for the first time or the last time, and then your time on Earth will be filled with glory, said a soldier involved in Veterans Day. Man, that's pretty poignant stuff. Here's a freak story. Guy got killed after getting stuck on a cement mixer. Right? You know, how in the world do you get into a cement mixer? Get stuck in a cement mixer.
Yeah.
Happened at a
accident.
Yeah. A development in New York. Construction vehicle was there. The victim, according to the news there, died in the machine. He fell. He got entangled somehow in it. You've heard we were talking about Bugsy Siegel and the mob. That's how they get rid of people. There's all that story about Jimmy Hoffa being buried in the cement under Yankee Stadium. But this is not something they were trying to do. It's just one of those things that happened. So what a shame. But be careful, very careful on construction sites. It's 10 before the hour now on the Good Day program for Friday.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good radio people always ask themselves, what's in it for the listener? And this is a dramatic example of something that is designed explicitly for everybody who's got a family, anybody who eats. Yeah, I suppose that's pretty much everybody, right? Food.
One for all.
Farm, that's right. One for all. Foodfarmfamily.com. The headline today, we start with a couple of recalls. Hearn Kirkwood Company in Maryland issued a recall of clamshell containers, various croissant sandwiches that were packaged. The labeling didn't identify allergens like soy and milk. You notice that those allergens and the announcement or the focus on them, much bigger, the print on most things. I always look at the ingredients of stuff. And so when I see soy, milk, or I don't mind soy or milk, but I have to stay away from wheat. Peanuts are also listed there sometimes. So if you've got an allergy or sensitivity to the allergens that connect soy and milk to your body, or disconnect, it's the disconnect for your body doesn't like them, then, oh, these guys, they get away with murder. They say, discard the product. No! Bring it back to the store and get your money back. Come on. These people got a lot of gall to suggest, oh, throw them out so you don't get sick. No, screw that. Bring it back. Stores all over Alabama, Connecticut, Washington, Delaware, Florida, pretty much all across the country.
Hearn Kirkwood. When I first saw this, I thought it was, what's Costco's brand name? It's not Kirkwood. It's Kirk something or other.
Kirkland?
Kirkland, yeah, right. But it's not the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, anyway, the products they have distributed... the PR, though, I would go after the PR company as much as anybody else because they tell you to discard the product. The bacon, egg, and cheddar croissants, all these croissants with chickens and chicken salad and ham and Swiss and tuna, whatever it is, bring them back to the store and get your money back. Do not throw them away. All right, now there's another recall. Similac. The probiotics product is now under recall as well because of adverse reactions from those preterm babies that are eating it. Abbott Laboratories recalling 250,000 packets of Similac probiotic tri-blend baby food. I don't guess what it's called. Serious adverse reaction to the product. This should put them out of business. This is how many recalls in the last couple of years you've had of these products. They should not. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a company that once again says bring them. Well, they don't tell you to bring them back. They just tell you not to use it, but bring them back. But this is don't use any of the Abbott Laboratory stuff. Period. Just react the way I do. This is a horror show. And they have no business being in business, frankly.
I don't believe that they've released why this is happening with preterm babies, with preemies.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting that the companies are run this badly. All these advent calendars are back. For those of you who like the Aldi way of shopping, it's a big... cartons of stuff you go in. It's a European company that started opening a lot of stores all over the place now. All these smaller, more compact. So the days that we have till Christmas, I always had as a youngster advent calendars, and my children still have them at this point in their lives, and their children have them. Do you have them? Do you have these kind of these advent calendars when you were younger?
I don't recall having them when I was younger, but Mac has Hot Wheels version. He had one last year, and he has one this year, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Aldi has an advent calendar. They have different categories, beer and wine. For example, I guess they have cheese and chocolate and peanut butter stuff and the whole sort of thing. So if you like advent calendars and you want them, it's kind of an interesting connection. They're clever. This is very clever on their part because it helps promote, obviously, the stuff they're selling. Company is based in Germany, if you didn't know it. There's one I want, the chocolate one. I want this one. White chocolate. Yes. Folks, I know you sound like my daughter. It's not really chocolate. You know what?
No, we've had this discussion. Yeah. It is, because there are some trace amounts of cacao in it, so it can constitute as chocolate. White chocolate is real chocolate.
Will you send me an article that says that so I can send it to my daughter, because
yes,
she's on my case all the time. White chocolate's not really chocolate. IJ proves otherwise. Film at 11. Okay, so there's something to look forward to. Have fun around the holidays. 59 after the hour.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.